When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hi everyone, and welcome to our podcast. Today we present part two of our interview with John Klunt. He tells us more about One Mission, an organization which our church has partnered with, which assists poor families in Mexico by building houses for them. He tells a few very nice stories about working down there, and he also tells how you can become involved or donate to this organization. Thank you very much for listening, and God bless you.
When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with John Klunt.
I'm just wondering, going back to Fiesta Night and everything, do you have any other stories that you can tell us?
So the lady that we just built a house for, the last build, we were just there in November of 2023. She had two children. Her husband had just recently died. He died of complications due to COVID. In order for her to really make it, I mean, she had a lot of help from her family, and she didn't have a lot of income coming in. If she had a good week, she probably would be bringing in maybe $80 a week or something like that. Here's the beautiful part of it. When we go down one mission, we get sack lunches during the day when we're out on the build site and all that kind of stuff. She was so excited about the house build that she personally, even though she hardly has any money or resources, she made lunch for us both days we were there. And the joy that she had to be able to give us that lunch was just remarkable. It was just amazing to see. And, you know, really, in every way, it was really humbling, because here you have it. I mean, she's feeding a group of 20 people food, and, you know, we know she didn't have a lot of money. And yet she did it anyway, just because she was blessed.
Wow. Well, I wanted to kind of shift gears now and ask you, is this just limited involvement, just limited to the local churches? Or
no, really, really, they let anybody come down and do a build, whether it's an individual, an organization. Yes, churches are one of the more common ones that go down, but the great part is you can go, and any age can really go on this trip, from the youngest to the oldest. We've had grade school kids go, junior high school students, young adults, middle-aged, seniors, and there's something for everybody to do on the trip. And that's really a great part of it, because not only are they trying to build community, but we build community when we go down there as well. And so really it's open to anybody, and they have their website, onemission.org, and you get to go on there and see when they have their builds going on. And again, you can go through like Broadway church group or other churches or other organizations, or you pick a trip and go down, you know, by yourself. I always think it's better to go with people because of the relationships that you get to build when you go on the trip, but it's a great opportunity for any age in any skill set. And you don't have to know construction to do the work either. We have enough people that know what they're doing that can help teach on the go.
Now, I read on the website that there were programs for literacy and different things too.
Yeah, they have some classes. They do some like literacy, some English speaking classes. So again, they're really trying to help people out.
So are there other ways to get involved?
I don't know exactly. We probably have to contact them to see what kind of stuff. But again, one mission down in Puerto Penasco, their main source of income is tourism down there, particularly from the valley here that go there on a regular basis. Because there's a lot of tourism, they need their best ways to make money, you know, are like restaurants and cleaning services and, you know, making things that are probably in the culture down there because people aren't wanting to buy stuff like that. And so, again, things like that. But speaking English is definitely a benefit to help people out with that, for sure.
Well, like if I couldn't get involved directly and I wanted to donate to One Mission, how would I go about that?
You can donate on their website, again, onemission.org, and they have a tab where you can go on and donate that way.
Okay, great. Can you tell us, has this changed your life?
Absolutely. I think anytime you go on a trip like that and you get a chance to serve and get a chance to make connections with people, and then we've been doing it now. I'm not sure how many house builds I've been on or how many total Broadway has done, but we've been down there for several years now, and so we've been building relationships with the people at One Mission. We've been building relationships with the people in the community. I think from that aspect is just knowing that there is kingdom work being done in areas of the world where we can partner with them and really come alongside. And they're faithful. They do the hard work. They're on the ground. They're doing all that kind of stuff. But for us to see that when we go down there, and it's just an important reminder for me personally, what I've learned is just there's so many people that we can be helped to and serve. And usually when, you know, the biggest change is in my own life, and because of what I see and because of what I get from the people when we're down there, it's just a blessing to be able to help.
Wow. I was just wondering, how is the word about One Mission spread to, like, you know, different churches, individuals, any kind of community groups? I don't know.
I think the biggest way it spreads is by word of mouth. And when people go on a trip, and then, you know, we've had people go down with us who are not a part of Broadway, or who are part of Broadway, but they, you know, they have a job and they work places, and we open the doors for anybody to come. And so people go down on the trip with us who may not be connected to a church or to an organization. They come back from the weekend and people say to them, "Hey, what'd you do this weekend?" "Well, I went down and I built a house in Rocky Point." "Oh, really? Why did you do that? What'd you do?" And so they get a chance to talk about it. And everybody really enjoyed, like, I've had many opportunities to talk to people, you know, from my barber to people at a restaurant about, like, "Hey, what did you do? And I get a chance to tell people, and they're like, "Wow, that's crazy." And then they think, "Hey, I'd like to go and do that same thing someday." I think word of mouth is always the best.
Do they have a YouTube channel or anything that people can look at?
I do not know about YouTube channel. Again, I just know about their website. Again, the number one, and then mission.org.
Okay. Well, Pastor John, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it. I'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.